The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
If you don't have a website for your business, well, you're not serious about business, my humble opinion. Every company needs at a minimum to have a website, even if it's only to be used as an online business card. But that's only the beginning, because if you're seriously serious about your website, there are tons of things that you probably could do better, and who better to tell us about them but Alan Coleman of Wolfgang Digital. Alan, in 7 minutes, six minutes, tell me just five, six things are absolutely essential that people don't do with their websites.
For sure. Okay. Hi, Cunnell. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning.
Great. Delighted to be here.
You're going to run out of time.
Okay. So we just compiled a huge body of work. It was a study in which we analysed half a billion's worth of online spend. And we looked for trends. What did the high-performance websites do? What did the poor-performance websites do? And it threw up a number of interesting findings. So in my short time, I think I'll focus on user behaviour, and then I'll focus on which platforms are driving demand.
Sounds good.
So user behaviour, the biggest problem we uncovered was on average page load speed is 6 seconds. Now, it needs to be two or less.
Otherwise, people click away.
That's it. They bounce. Now, when you compare the online shopper with the offline shopper, the offline shopper will tolerate traffic jams, traffic lights, car parks, trolleys, queues. But you put 3 seconds between that online shopper and the checkout and they lose their mind. So that's a very interesting one. Now, what can people do? Like, what we found is for every 1.6 seconds you reduce that page load time, you'll get 10% more conversions, 10% more sales. So very valuable thing to do. There's a great free tool. It's a Google tool. If people just go to Google and they search for Google Page Speed Tool, they'll find a tool which will diagnose their website. It'll tell them the problems they have. And it even goes so far, if you can, a little bit technical, get your developer, sync it with your server, it will actually optimize your website for you for free.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good tip. Tip number one.
Okay.
Tip number two.
Tip number two, also on time. Seeing as we have so little time, it's an appropriate one to start with. So the strongest correlation we found with success was that with time on site. So we found what this means is the longer you can get people to stay on your website, the more likely they are to purchase. So anybody who's going to purchase anything online, they have a number of questions they need answering. The more of those questions you answer on your website, the more likely they are to buy from you.
And you use that old-fashioned term, but it's still relevant, sticky, isn't that it?
Sticky, yes, yeah. That's right.
Do you remember that everything over there had to be sticky back in the day?
Yeah, that's right. So, time is money. Sticky websites sell more. We found that the more pages people visit, the more likely they are to buy. Another one, so moving on to the platforms, whenever we talk about the World Wide Web, Google is very much the centre of that story. You know, their mission is to organise the world's information. They've changed all our lives in doing that. We all have all the information known to humanity in our pocket. So in terms of traffic, Google is still the chief source of traffic and revenue for websites. 62% of traffic, 63% of revenue tends to come from Google. Now, those figures are actually down on last year.
Okay.
Their degree of dominance is somewhat smaller than it was last year.
Got to ask who's picking up?
This is a really difficult question to answer. The data didn't tell us exactly. So Google Analytics is the world's most popular analytics package. So we use that for the study. Now, the channel that seemed to be eating into Google's share is the channel that's called direct traffic. Now, this is mainly made up of three things. It's your repeat customers, your repeat visitors coming back, so the loyal shopper. It's the result of your other marketing. You know, you might, we've, for example, rang a client up and said, geez, your click-through rate skyrocketed for 2 weeks and then it fell off the charts again. They said, we had a radio ad on, you know, so your other media can be important.
I hope it was on Today FM.
What could have been? And then the third thing, now this is the question, right? And this could be a problem, and this is kind of, you know, relevant to a conflict at the heart of Google right now. And this is what's called dark traffic. So this is traffic from, you know, things like WhatsApp, other channels that Google Analytics isn't correctly labeling. So the Google perspective on this is, look, we just have a technological debt. The analytics package isn't able to track WhatsApp traffic yet. But the cynics would say, what you're doing here is maybe be cloaking some of the success metrics of your...
Because they don't own WhatsApp, do they?
Yeah, so Facebook, a lot of the Facebook properties doesn't perhaps get as much value as it should within Google Analytics. So there's some changes coming to Google Analytics in the next 3 months.
Very naughty Google.
So, and this is the conflict at the heart. So their mission is to organise the world's information, yet they have a fiduciary duty to their shareholders to create some value every 3 months. So they're in a position of moral hazard every now and then where they say, well, you know what, we could organise the information in such a way that it's commercially beneficial to us. That's why they were fined by the EU. They were found to have done that with Google Shopping to the disadvantage of price comparison websites. So now there's changes coming, and it'd be great. It would be brilliant to see that what the changes do is they uncover dark traffic, they get better cross-device versions, and it means digital marketers get a better perspective on social and how that's impacting
conversion. And in 1 minute, for a business that is listening,
yes,
what platform are you recommending that they might use?
Right. So
hey, he's happy. He actually gave me a thumbs up there.
Brilliant.
Did I ask the right question?
This is a surprise finding for me, and I'm really excited about this, and it's Pinterest, okay? The mistake digital marketers all over the world are making is they think Pinterest is social media. It's not, right? When people go to Pinterest, they're not sharing content with their friends. They're pinning it for themselves. They're collecting information with a view to coming back later on, making an action, a purchase. So Pinterest calls itself a visual research engine. I dropped the visual re. It's a search engine. It behaves like a search engine. The mindset is I'm collecting information before an action.
I don't use Pinterest, so how would I use it?
So people do things like, so if they're planning a wedding, they're pinning things they like. If they're designing a living room, they're pinning things they like. If they're just, you know, celebrity, you know, they're planning on purchasing a pair of pumps and they're seeing, you know, these pumps and celebrities, they're pinning them there. So we found people who were getting more than average traffic from Pinterest were getting higher average order value. So, and they've just launched their global advertising platform. Get on it.
And if you want to know more, the man who knows all of this stuff, he's got a very big brain, Alan Coleman of Wolfgang Digital. Wolfgang Digital. They will find you at wolfgangdigital.com.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.